Sam Sidhu, Drive Time.
So today I have a very special guest. Her name translated into English means blessing. She certainly is bringing the blessing of wonderful music to us with huge hits. To name but a few, we have the very famous Chogara Makana from Drive, and one of my absolute favourites, the female vocals of Veer Mahi. Now she's giving us a string of independent hits, no other than a C-scored. Sat Sri Akal Ji.
Sat Sri Akal Ji. Thank you so much for such a wonderful introduction. All my favourite songs you've just mentioned.
Well, they are my favourite too. And you're just giving us so much good music, even through this pandemic. You know, when it looks like we're not getting that many Bollywood hits, you're giving us lots of independent music, which is fantastic. You're keeping us going.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're enjoying watching you on the telly as well. IPML, Punjab Captain with Mika Singh.
Yes.
Fatte chakke jaane hai utthe.
Bas, dekho, jitthe Punjabi aa jaane hai utthe, ikko hi kaam hunda hai. Chak deo fatte, ahi kaam karo.
Has the filming started again now for the IPML?
Yes, actually we are resuming the shoots this week only, and we are looking forward to be back on screens and entertaining you all there. So just stay tuned, stay connected, and you will be having a lot more songs coming up.
Oh, we're looking forward to that. It's such an amazing show, and it's great to see you and see other singers as well, to actually see the people behind these amazing songs, behind these amazing voices. So thank you for doing that. Now, have you always known that you wanted to be a singer?
Yes, actually, I started singing when I was just 5 years old, and I started with singing Gurbani and Shabad Gurbaras. So that's how was my that was my first interaction with music, and my father was the one who wanted me to sing Gurbani. And eventually I fell in love with music. And in class sixth, I decided that I have to be a playback singer no matter what. So that's how the journey began. And I started learning music, composing shabads. And then I shifted to Mumbai to live my dream life. And here I am today. All these songs.
Yes. And you're definitely taking the industry by storm. You know, you're one of the very few female voices that's breaking through those barriers currently. And, you know, how has that been? Has it been a struggle, or has it just flowed naturally?
Actually, the main struggle was only one thing. Then how should I come to Mumbai? Because I had no contacts, no filmy background. And in fact, before me, nobody sang in my family also. So that was the main struggle. But once I came to Mumbai, I think everything was very smooth for me. Song after song and hit after hit. And then living this dream life. So everything went very smooth. I think that's all because of my name. It says blessings, Asi. So I think I have a lot of Asis of my parents and Babaji. So I think that's the reason.
Haanji. Well, Babaji definitely thought it was Asis Hegia, because it's just, your voice is divine. When you are singing certain songs, which definitely, you know, I do hope that you are going to give us a little bit of a live performance today as well, just very few lines. But before that would be a real treat for us. You have a lot of fans here in Leicester, here in the UK, so we're looking forward to that. But first of all, you know, it's all about independent music at the moment. You're giving us so many hits. Two songs already out this month alone. You know, you've given us Ayo Jadoda and Senya Satrangi.
Yes.
Brilliant songs. And then you have another one coming, another one that's released this week. So tell us about these songs.
Actually, I've been pretty blessed that once this lockdown happened, we were not singing Bollywood songs, but I had a lot of independent songs coming up. And recently, those songs really touched people's hearts, like whether it was Galat last month, or Pani Digal, it was a huge rage, and Madhari. So these songs happened on their own and were released back to back, because people were really craving for good music. And since there was a deficit of film music, so people are very open to independent music. They were loving the songs. And also we got a chance to shoot ourselves in the videos. And that really helped me in, connecting with my fans, because now they know my face also along with the voice. So it's been a blessing for me. And it's been a great, great time. I think both the lockdowns have released a lot of songs, and people have quite loved most of them. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. And absolutely, like you're saying, we get to see you, so we get to connect with you as well. And you're great on screen. You're doubly blessed because you have the voice and your great, great personality as well that comes through when we see you on our TVs in these music videos. But as you mentioned, the Bollywood, due to the sadness of the pandemic and the circumstances, we've not been able to have the Bollywood releases as frequent as they were before. So the independent music, I mean, for myself, here at Sabres Radio, it's great. We get a new song, it's like, hallelujah, we have a new song. And then we just love to play the music. Senya Satrangi, it's got a real pop feel to it. It's like a Sufi pop song. It's very different. A very upbeat, very happy song. I like that one. Tell me, is that something that you chose to do, or have you decided to experiment with that genre, or how was that for you?
Actually, I really love Sufi music. It is very close to my heart. Like, well, growing up, I used to listen all the Sufi kalams by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan Sahab, and Bab Isha has written a lot of kalams. So I used to read them, and I used to love to listen to them. But eventually, in today's world, Sufi music, if we present to the younger generation, I think they won't be able to connect to it very easily. So yeah. I think the experimentation idea was of Krishna Solo, the music director of the song. He wanted to experiment with the genre, and I'm really happy that he chose my voice for the song. And the Sufi song, so I was really happy to do it. And I haven't released any other song with the Sufi touch. So I was really happy. And it has that pop feel also, so that our younger generation is able to connect to it and groove to the beats and then dance along. So yeah, it's a mixture of both, and it was just an experimentation idea, and I think it really came out well.
Yes, it definitely has. And you're so right in what you're saying in terms of it's a new way of bringing through the Sufi vibes to the younger generation. So people are still connecting with the magic of Sufi. I, like yourself, love Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and I love Sufi music. And you have the voice. You can hear it in Veer Mahi. You can hear it in other songs that you've done. You just carry people to another dimension through that voice, through that power coming through the voice. And it doesn't surprise me really when you tell me that your musical journey started off singing Gurbani. So you have that in you, and it comes through the music. But you do lots of different genres. I mean, this song that's released this week, Tenu Yaad Kara, tell us a little bit about that one.
That one is a proper romantic number and a love song. And it is just a conversation between a girl and a boy. And because both of them are not eating anything or drinking anything, they're just remembering each other, like roti vini khadi, pani vini khadi, tenu yaad karke ava main ajj koi kam hi nahi kita. So it is like such a pretty conversation, and it is a love song with Guru Nazar. Guru Nazar has sung it, and we have Jasmine Vaseen featuring in the video. And we are hoping that this song will also get a lot of love, like Pani Di Gale and Galad. It's a proper romantic number, and you'll just it's very easy going, like you'll just fall in love with the simple composition and very heart touching and simple lyrics. Like, it's just like a conversation.
Well, everybody who has loved and lost, or separated from their loved ones, is definitely going to relate to that one, especially as you're saying, ke roti bhi nahi khadi, pani bhi nahi pita, bas tenu yaad kara.
We should sing Veer Mahi because you are like a fan. I can sense that you love that song. So I think I should song for you.
If it was up to me, Asis, I would have that song on repeat. I do a 3-hour show, I would have it on repeat for the full 3 hours. But sadly, I have to play other music as well. So
play my other songs then. Oh my God. No, chalo. Right now, I'm doing it for you live and raw music.
Thank you.
O Mahi Mahi mainu chhaddeyo na ke tere bina dil nahi lagna jithe vi tu chalna Mahi main tere piche piche chalna tu ji sakda nahi main ji sakdi nahi कोई दूसरी विशेषता मैं रख दी नहीं क्या तेरे बाजों मेरा this one
wow.
for you
wow. Oh my gosh, I'm finding it so difficult to talk right now. You've just taken me away. That is, you are such a blessing. Such a dil se gani hai ki inni seesa nikli hai when you hear your voice as well. It's just on another level. You really have a God's gift there. Thank you so much for that. I feel very privileged that you've sung that for us and you sung that for me today. So I'm bringing myself back to reality now slowly after that one. But what's next for you, Asis? What do we have to have coming up from you?
Yeah, so right now I'm really waiting to lock down, to lift up, and all the things to getting back to normal so that we can have our Bollywood releases back. Till that happens, I have two beautiful songs coming up after Tenu Yaad Karan, and both of them are very experimental. I am doing something very new in those songs. One inspiration and the other one is proper. In the other song, I am doing a little bit of composing also. So yeah, that will be special for me and new for me. But yeah, you are getting two beautiful songs in the next month. So stay tuned.
Wow, this is like our Christmas here right now. We're getting so much music from yourself. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Now you mentioned as well, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. You know, you've always connected with his music, the Sufi style. What about traditional Punjabi? Have you connected with that, or which way did you go in terms of music when you were younger?
So I used to listen to a lot of Gurbani and then Sufi music and ghazals and Punjabi music, like Sardul Sikandar ji, I've heard a lot. Satpur and Shakti, Hans Raj Hans, Sabar Koti. So we have, you know, Samandar hai sade kol, matlab music da, Punjabi music. So it's so vast that like once you start listening to an artist or a legend, you just keep listening and exploring their songs, and it is amazing. So I'm very inclined to Punjabi music and Sufi music. I think those two are my go-to genres.
Yes.
I love to listen to them, those classics.
Oh yes, well you can hear that, and you can hear the passion that you have for that music when you sing it. But if you had to give us just a couple of lines of one of your favorites, you know, and maybe not one of your own songs, but something, you know, you mentioned many names there. What's your favorite song in this moment? Because obviously I know you probably have many favorites.
So I think I really love this Sufi kalam, Nit Khair Manga. So I'll sing a few of the songs.
Yes, please do.
Hor ki magna mein rab ko lo ik khair manga tere dam di hor ki mangna main rab ko lo ik khair manga tere dam di nit khair manga sonya main tere dua na koi hor mangdi nit khair manga sonya main tere dua na koi hor mangdi.
Wow, absolutely amazing. And I see bas nit thodi khair mangde ak that you keep giving us this music, you keep uplifting the world with your beautiful voice. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. And we're loving the music. We're loving the new releases. Keep them coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here on Sabras Radio. And I love all the listeners. You guys take out your time to listen to our songs. And then some of you are like commenting also and letting me know how you find the songs. So thank you so much for taking out time and listening to my music and loving all of them. Thank you.
Thank you.